Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Onward and Upward. My name is Jamie Pham, and today I want to read to you an essay I wrote a while back that was supposed to be for my second book, but I just haven't had a chance to release it yet. But I feel like this is a great way to kind of slowly drip it out and make this sort of like an audiobook version of it, and at the same time have content for my podcast. So, two birds, one stone. And today, I want to read to you an essay I wrote about my grandma. Both my parents worked multiple jobs when I was a kid, and because of this, they weren't home that much. So I spent a lot of time at my grandparents' house after my sister and I got out of school. During the summer and winter breaks, my mom would drop us off early in the morning and then pick us up in the evenings. This resulted in a lot of time spent with my grandparents. And my grandmother's routine was simple. Her breakfast consisted of coffee and bread, then doing some cleaning, you know, making lunch for us and my grandpa, taking a nap, reading a newspaper, and then making dinner, and then watching TV in the evenings before going to bed. She rarely left the house unless it was to the doctor's office, family gatherings, if they weren't at her house, or to supermarket buy groceries. She rarely yelled or got angry at us. The only time I've seen her get angry was when I was waking up my newborn sister and she got fed up with me. And I remember her just chasing me around the house and just trying to get me to stop doing it. And I mean, I was a troublemaker when I was younger. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. Maybe I was just bored. And then later on, I just became more conservative. She's the only person, other than my grandfather who died in 2008, I wish was still around today. I want to be able to talk to her about my life, what I've done, and other random things like how I have glasses now. Because she used to tell me to not sit too close to the TV because it would ruin my eyes. And she was right. She was someone who cared about my sister and I unconditionally when my parents weren't around and made sure we were safe. But she died when I was 11 years old in 1997. So I got to know her to some extent, but I didn't have a chance to ask her questions a teenager and adult would have. I don't even know much about her life. All I knew was that she married my grandfather at a young age, had 7 kids, and came to the States in 1979. I don't even know what she liked and what hobbies she had other than watching game shows like The Price is Right. I'm always bummed out because of it. And I'm not joking, I think about her every single day. And also my grandfather too, because they both were big, huge inspirations in my life because of what they've overcome in their lives and how hard they work for their families. And in turn, my mom is a hard worker as well. And I just wish they were still around just to talk to them and just to hang out with them, because I've never really had that chance, especially with my grandma dying when I was so young. So yeah, this is a little bit different from all the other episodes. I have more essays for my book that I think I'm just gonna release on this podcast slowly over the next couple months or so. So if you like this, or even if you don't, it's okay. Please subscribe. I release episodes every Tuesdays and Fridays, and they're only a few minutes long. So it's easy to digest while you're drinking your coffee, when you're, you know, in your car, or at the gym, or when you're taking a dump or something. Thank you again for listening, and always remember that tomorrow is a new day. Onward and upward.